Hello and welcome to South Carolina Spook Show. I am your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and for the whole month of October, I'll be bringing you short stories of true crime and paranormal activity around the Palmetto State, leading up to the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you prefer so you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. You can follow the show on different social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show, and also on Twitter at SC Spook Show. You can send me episode suggestions or your own personal stories to scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social media sites that I mentioned before. You can check out my other podcast. It's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my good buddy James Cox. It's all about music and mental health. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. With all that out of the way, let's get into today's spooky short story. Following is an article titled Beaufort's Haunted History, The Land's End Light, from eatstayplaybeaufort.com. A wealth of ghostly stories and haunted tales surround the Sea Islands, one of the most popular being the Land's End Light. Traveling down Land's End Road on St. Helena Island during the daytime has a majestic feel to it. Lined with old haunting oaks draped in blankets of Spanish moss, the history engulfs your senses. Driving down the road at night, however, gives one another sense, fear. Some might even say that the mind starts to play tricks on you. Or does it? There have been many reports of an eerie light floating over Land's End Road. What is that light exactly? Some claim it's the ghost of a murdered Confederate soldier who was on patrol along Land's End Road in 1861 on watch for Union soldiers who were expected to invade St. Helena Island. A Yankee soldier, or soldiers, snuck up behind him and cut off his head, and he now goes up and down the road in search of it, eternally carrying his old iron lantern. One of the tales is about violence that erupted between the men of the 116th and local African Americans over the purchase of illegal whiskey. There were several brawls and gunfights, and one fight resulted in the death of Private Frank Quigley. Private Quigley is rumored to be the source of the ghostly light, seen floating around the dark road leading to Fort Fremont. Others claim it's the ghost of a slave, sold away from his family, who's come back to hunt for them, though the tales predate the American Revolution. Yet another story says that the light is from the ghost of some runaway slaves that were caught and hung up from one of the large oak trees that line this road. An even different account states that a bus wrecked on this road in the late 1940s, killing a driver and a couple of passengers. Variations of the story also claim it was a bus full of young children. Whichever story one chooses to believe, there are many reports that several people see the light every year. The light is most usually reported between the Chapel of Ease and the Hanging Tree. If you find yourself here after dark, park beneath the branches, turn off your headlights, and wait for the Land's End light. It begins in the distance like a single headlight coming down the road towards you, but as it grows closer, you realize it's much larger and not nearly as bright. Some say as it speeds by, it leaves you charged with static electricity. One woman said that her hair grew stiff and made crackling noises as the Land's End light passed her car. She felt the light put out an electric charge. Others would suggest a supernatural influence. In fact, a large number of eyewitnesses agreed that the light is in fact a ghost. Many people have reported being overtaken by the light as they drove back towards Ladies Island direction. No one agrees on what the cause for the light might be, though it is pretty much agreed upon that the light is real and even somewhat reliable. Some even claim the light appears every night, if you're patient enough to wait for it. The light has been the cause of at least one documented accident. Paranormal author Nancy Roberts captured a picture of the light and published it in one of her many books about the ghosts of South Carolina. At least two people have died in auto accidents chasing down the light. About 30 years ago, sheriff's deputies could count as many as 100 cars parked along the road on a single night. Whether it be to catch a glimpse of the infamous Land's End Light, or to debunk the tales told by so many, the Land's End Light continues to draw people in from all over in hopes of an unforgettable, hair-raising experience. The Land's End Light remains a mystery, and a local attraction for skeptics and believers alike. If you find yourself out that way in search of the light, ask yourself, what is it that you're really seeing? Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can be notified when these daily episodes drop, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky and have a happy Halloween.
Isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we can rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.